Alumni Spotlight, Jimmy Gentry, right? Is NCUD in its EP to section FB built it once since Builder version for Jiao or 16 Global Colors Info while already it sees on 80 that he was in our PB row Builder version 4.16 Global Colors Info or Z PB column type where 4 Builder version 4.16 custom padding on Global Colors Info Rouse custom padding Shoe Hover Mike EZ ETPB wise text Builder version 4.27.4 Hover enabled 0 Global Colors Info See module class main article body sticky enabled C is 0 Jimmy Gentry from his childhood on a farm in Wilkes County to agriculture educator to leading the North Carolina Grange Jimmy Gentry's life has always focused on North Carolina farmers and their needs He participated in Grange youth programs as a child and teenager and earned 2 degrees in agricultural education including a master's degree from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University He spent the next 16 years in education first as a high school agriculture teacher in Montgomery and Iredell counties and then as a principal at Sharon and Union Grove Elementary Schools. In 2002, he left school administration and went back to his agricultural roots with the NC Grange. This year, Gentry will have another opportunity to interact with North Carolina farmers as the keynote speaker at the Small Farmers Appreciation Luncheon, the highlight of the 34th annual Small Farms Week, presented by Cooperative Extension at NCA&T. Small Farms Week celebrates the work of small-scale, limited-resource growers and offers educational programs, demonstrations, tours, and other events on the NCA&T campus and across the state. Small Farms Week runs March 22-28, and a kickoff event that precedes the week will take place March 20th in Murphy, the Cherokee County home of 2019 Small Farmers of the Year, Harold and Nancy Long. Gentry's keynote speech will be part of a luncheon program at which the Longs will pass their Small Farmers of the Year crown to the 2020 recipient. It's an honor to be part of Small Farms Week, says Gentry. We still have the challenge of helping small farmers thrive and presenting a true perception to the public of what is really going on in agriculture. This program presents a true picture. The fact that there is recognition of a Small Farmer of the Year is wonderful. It helps tell the story of what small farmers do, and that is so important. Gentry, who lives with his wife Anita in Statesville, was elected president of the NC Grange in 2003. Since then, he has been elected to the National Grange Board of Directors, served a year as the board's president, and spent 12 years as its vice president. One of his 2 grown daughters, Jenny, works for the Grange in Raleigh. The other, Terry, lives in Alabama. It's been a blessing to work with the Grange because it brought me back to a direct connection to agriculture, he says. The Grange is dedicated to the future of agriculture. Culture in our state, like the extension programs in the state. We believe helping our rural communities thrive helps our farmers and farm families. As someone who has spent his whole life involved in North Carolina agriculture, Gentry says the most exciting fact about farming in North Carolina is its diversity. We grow a wide variety of products from animal agriculture to crop agriculture, and research continues to improve yields and find new alternative crops, says Gentry. He credits Cooperative Extension with giving farmers access to research-based information that can help them adopt new practices, conserve natural resources, and market their crops. That access to information makes it easier for new farmers to enter the industry and helps existing farmers sustain and grow their operations, he adds. As a leader in the state's agriculture sector, Gentry says he is convinced that technology is the key to farming success in the future. With so much farmable land being lost to development, there have to be ways to improve efficiency and production while being good stewards of the land, he says. Technology will be the way to get there, not only with new equipment, but with biotechnologies that improve yields and resistance to disease. It per text, should a stet pep column, right? A det a in et pet row, or ket per section.